To feel heard and seen is necessary. Of course, in life, but also in doing business with one another. It is such an important part of doing business together that we humanize the experience. We don't want to just talk to somebody behind a screen. We don't just want to receive an automated text or email. We want to hear a voice. We want to see a face. And we want that to be tangible. We want to meet that person in person at some point in the journey, right? So what I know for sure is when you collaborate with others, your network becomes a source of inspiration, which then provides value. And the side effect of this is your business grows.
Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time.
Let me ask you, are you an entrepreneur, business owner that feels all alone? You feel isolated. You're missing just that sense of connection and you need a support group around you to be able to work through problems, through obstacles, to overcome those hurdles that we all experience in business. I am here to tell you, as an entrepreneur for about 12 years now, that the most important things in this role are the connections we make with others. I know for me, when I was working with clients and traveling and embarking on new adventures, it greatly transformed who I am as a woman and as a business owner. Every meeting, every trip, every conference, every coaching, mastermind session, it pushed me out of my comfort zone. It allowed me to see life through a different lens. So the past few years have definitely hindered our in-person interaction. And it was during that time that I felt very isolated, that I really learned to lean on the virtual communities so that I didn't feel isolated and I didn't feel all alone as an entrepreneur. So what I did was I found networking groups, I found masterminds, I found coaching programs to connect with others who provided not only resources, but guidance and support and shared their knowledge and shared it generously. We all know that there's nothing quite like an in-person connection with somebody, especially in business. For me, my personality is I'm such a people person. I love to be around people. I love to have conversations and I love to know what makes them tick and who they are as a human, not what they do for a living, but who they are. There's something so powerful about looking in someone's eyes or grabbing their hand or even giving them a hug. To feel heard and seen is necessary. Of course, in life, but also in doing business with one another. It is such an important part of doing business together that we humanize the experience. We don't want to just talk to somebody behind a screen. We don't just want to receive an automated text or email. We want to hear a voice. We want to see a face. And we want that to be tangible. We want to meet that person in person at some point in the journey, right? So what I know for sure is when you collaborate with others, your network becomes a source of inspiration, which then provides value. And the side effect of this is your business grows. When you are surrounded by goal-oriented, success-driven people who are supporting your vision, this is a catalyst for beautiful things to take shape in your life and in your business. I have attended so many events, conferences, masterminds, coaching programs in my career. I can't even put a number on it. It's multiple hundreds. And I know when I would return back from these events, I'd be inundated with messages and new connections that were formed. And they always move the needle, whether it was one thing that I held on to, I remembered, that I learned, I gained wisdom from, something moved the needle in a positive way, giving that momentum into my life, into my business. So I want to ask you today, what are you doing to move the needle in your business? What are you doing to feel supported so that you don't feel alone on this journey? I want to highly, highly encourage you to put yourself in those rooms where you will grow, where it's going to make you uncomfortable, where you're going to step out of your comfort zone and you're going to meet new people. You're going to make new connections. You're going to not only gain knowledge and wisdom, you're going to deposit your knowledge and wisdom into others. I want you to truly stop and remember how you got to where you are today. We're all at different points of the journey. And my journey looks very different than your journey. So where are you today to where you can open up and receive from somebody? Maybe it's from somebody like me. Maybe it's from somebody that is 10 steps ahead of me. And where are you today that you can truly deposit into somebody else, somebody that needs your knowledge, somebody that could be struggling, that could be ready to quit, that forgot why they started, that thinks it's too hard and they don't have what it takes? What do you have that you can deposit into them? How can you keep this trickling so that we together can make an impact? I want you to truly reflect on this, and I want you to ask yourself, how are you able to make a difference in this world as an entrepreneur? Because in my eyes, that is our job. We are the ones that are fearless and took the leap. We put all our eggs in one basket with betting on ourselves. We went all in. When you become an entrepreneur, you're literally taking a leap without knowing that there's a net underneath you. And there are highs and lows. It's like a roller coaster. But you know what? We are the change makers and we are the ones that are making a difference. So I would encourage you, take a step forward and help somebody else that is maybe a few steps behind you. And then look to somebody else that you look to as a mentor or a role model or a coach that can help you get to that next level, because that's what this journey is all about. Remember, I'm rooting for you. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.